Jennifer said. Can we cut the power supply? Morton shook his head.
Now they're self-powered. Diesel attached to the main units.
Battery ignition?
No, solar panels. They're autonomous.
Then we have to take out the guys running the units.
Yes, and they've been alerted to our presence. As you can see, there's one standing outside each tent, guarding it, and they've got a sentry somewhere up on that ridge.
He pointed to the western slope.
We can't see where he is, but I assume he is watching the whole bay.
So, big deal, let him watch, Jennifer said. I say we just take out all these guys in the tents and trash the machines. We've got enough weapons here to do the job, and... She paused. She had removed the magazine from her rifle. It was empty.
Better check your loads.
There was a moment of fumbling. They were all shaking their heads. Evans had 4 rounds. Sarah had 2. Morton's rifle had none.
Those guys had practically no ammo.
And we don't either.
Jennifer took a long breath.
This is going to be a little tougher without weapons.
She edged forward and looked out on the beach, squinting in the bright light.
There's 10 yards between the jungle and those tents. Open beach, no cover. If we charge the tents, we'll never make it.
What about a distraction?
I don't know what it could be. There's one guy outside each tent and one guy inside. They both armed?
Morton nodded.
Automatic weapons.
Not good, she said. Not good at all.
Kenner splashed down the river, looking hard left and right. He had not gone more than 100 yards when he saw the faint imprint of a wet hand on a boulder. The damp print had almost dried. He looked more closely. He saw the grass at the edge of the stream had been trampled. This was where they had left the stream. He set out, heading toward the bay. Morton obviously knew his way around. This was another stream bed, but much smaller. Kenner noticed with some unease that it sloped downward fairly steeply. That was a bad sign, but it was a passable route through the jungle. Somewhere up ahead, he heard the barking of a dog. It sounded like the dog was hoarse, or sick, or something. Kenner hurried ahead, ducking beneath the branches. He had to get to the others before it was too late. Morton heard the barking and frowned.
"What's the matter?" Jennifer said. "The rebels chasing us with dogs?"
"No, that's not a dog."
"It didn't really sound like a dog."
"It's not. They've learned a trick in this part of the world. They bark like a dog, and then when the dogs come out, they eat them."
"Who does?"
"Crocs. That's a crocodile you hear. Somewhere behind us."